Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Georgia Street of the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. Good morning, Georgia. Welcome.
Hi there. It's great to be with you, Corey.
Thanks for being with us today here on Lanyap. And big doings coming up in Monroe. It's the time of year where you want to get out and do something.
Yeah, pretty weather. Yeah. Isn't it great? A little cooler. Well, the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council has been sponsoring brown bag concerts in the Anna Grano Park for years. And this is our way because, you know, the Arts Council supports, promotes, sponsors the arts in our area. And so as a way to introduce our local talent to the community, the Brown Bag Concert Series was created. And so this, we introduce singers and performers to our community. So if you're having a wedding reception and you need some entertainment, or if you're having whatever and you need some entertainment, you have this opportunity to come to a free concert in beautiful downtown Anna Grano Park and listen to the fabulous talent. You know, we are so blessed with wonderful talent in our area.
We have more good musicians here than almost anywhere else in the country.
We really do. Doesn't it just blow your mind?
It is incredible. And, you know, I think about friends that I used to play with, and I got one who's playing bass now with Luke Bryan, and one who's a drummer with Chris Stapleton. Biggest acts in the world, and they're from here in Monroe, in West Monroe, and they're up in Nashville doing big
Isn't
stuff.
That super?
So there's a lot of great talent here. Let me ask you this: the Brown Bag Concert Series has been going on a long time in Monroe.
What,
do you have any idea how far back this thing goes?
Oh wow! I know when Dot Bassett was head of the Arts Council, we were doing it, and then through, you know, Tommy Usry's reign.
So we've been going for many decades.
Oh, we really have. We really have.
So this concert series is on Wednesdays?
It's on Wednesdays from 12 to 1.
And where do you do it?
At Anna Grano Park, which, you know, is located between St. Francis Medical Center and the courthouse. So it's a lovely venue. You're outside in the open, and we encourage people to bring their quilts or their blankets and bring the children and have a little picnic on the quilt and enjoy the beautiful weather and fabulous music.
So the brown bag part refers to you bring your lunch.
You bring your own lunch. We do have, thanks to Mulhern Corporation, we will have cookies for everyone to enjoy. And then our friends from First Baptist Church Monroe, which is just right across the street, the side street from Anna Grano Park, they provide us with lemonade and water. And then Kilpatrick's brings some tents. They bring a tent for the performer, so the performer kind of has a little shade from the sun. And then one tent for the people to sit under.
Well, it's a cool place. It's actually a good venue. Folks don't
sometimes
don't think about Anna Grano Park, and it's a beautiful little park.
It's a beautiful park.
And it's a good place for this event. Let me ask this, and we'll get into who's playing in just a second.
Great.
But before we do, it's not ever going to rain, but what happens if it rains?
We go to First Baptist Church.
Okay, so
they're
just
so generous.
Just next door.
We have their community room, and they're very, very gracious. If the weather, and we make the decision at 10 on Wednesdays, you know, and we have to be very, very protective of our entertainers' instruments because we can't take a chance on right in the middle of the concert. Here comes the little burst of rain because they've got all that very expensive equipment that they have brought. And so we make that call at 10 o'clock. We check with our weather people. And so we've been very blessed that we have this venue that we can move inside.
Okay, so let's talk about the event. Now, the Brown Bag Concert Series starts in October.
In October.
And let's talk about that. You start off with, like, everybody's long-term favorite. He's been doing this a while. Mason Grenade.
You know, we love Mason. And Mason and his band play for us at the Blend of the Bayou each year. And so Mason's just, he kind of serves us well. And everybody enjoys his music. He does such a wonderful variety of music.
So he starts on October the 4th.
October the 4th. That's a fabulous opener. And then we're going to have Jordan and Stacy Shepherd. They are a wonderful husband-wife duo. They have a beautiful blended voices. They sound great together, and they have a new baby, and so they're back singing together because Mama didn't sing for a while. She was trying to breathe. And they do a lot of blues and country and rock and roll, but they also do contemporary Christian music. And so Jordan's at our church at St. Paul's, and they're fabulous. Then the Oden family on October the 18th. I know everybody knows this is another husband-wife. They're bringing the whole family. This is Greg and Kristen Oden and their children.
Blake.
Uh-huh, Blake and Morgan.
And the other one. I can't remember. Morgan, there you go.
Yes. Oh, wow. If you have not heard them sing...
I have heard them sing. You know, I got involved helping at West Monroe High School when they did their musicals.
Oh, super.
And so Blake has been singing a bunch of years, and then Morgan has been helping out with the musicals here as she's gotten into high school. And that's a singing family right there. Greg and Kristen do a great job.
They are so good.
They've been all over. And Blake was...
Carnegie Hall.
Well, Blake was the entertainment at Miss Louisiana this last year.
And that's super. So this is going to be a treat. And I feel so blessed that they agreed to do this because they are busy, busy people.
Yes, they are. So that's pretty cool. That's October the 18th.
I'm so excited about
that. The Oden family.
Right.
And then how do you end up October? How do you top that?
Wow. Mike McKenzie. You know, Mike McKenzie has his own recording studio, so he certainly knows the ropes when it comes to music, doesn't he?
He definitely does.
And he does, you know, it says that he does a fun concert. He does a wonderful concert. You leave just feeling so good. You're ready for the whole afternoon.
So it's the Brown Bag Concert Series all of October. It happens on Wednesdays at what time?
Every Wednesday in October from 12 noon to 1 p.m.
And it's where?
It's at Anna Grano Park.
Okay, if somebody out there wants to find out more about the lineup and who's playing, is there a place they can go do that?
Yes, they can call 387-7933 or they can go to the Arts Council website.
And remember, in case of rain, it moves into First Baptist Church.
First Baptist Church, just right across the side street.
Georgia Street with the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council, the Brown Bag Lunch Series, ready to start again for October. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Don't forget about KEDM's Policy and a Pint, Workforce Development. We'll broadcast Tuesday night at 6 p.m., and you'll have a chance to hear what local educational leaders and business leaders say about how we're getting folks ready to enter the workforce in Northeast Louisiana and South Arkansas. You're invited to listen to our open public forum. That's this Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Policy and a Pint, Workforce Development. Find out more at kedm.org.